great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Friday, November 29th across Northeast Texas. Happy day after Thanksgiving. I am stuffed. I had tons of turkey, tons of my favorite pie, pecan pie. I'm a sucker for pecan pie. I just absolutely love my grandmother's pecan pie. I can't speak. I just can't stop talking about it. Anyway, moving on. We have Alice Reese on the line. Hopefully she had a fantastic Thanksgiving. We'll see if she did here in just a minute. She is the movie reviewer of the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings, even on a holiday week like this, to give us movie reviews here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. It was wonderful.
Did you have any pecan pie?
I ate too much. I'm sorry about that, but no. It was all great.
I think everyone listening ate just about too much. They gained about 5 pounds just yesterday alone. We have three movies to talk about this morning. We have Philomena, Homefront, and the movie we will start out with, Black Nativity.
This is based on Langston Hughes' 1961 musical play. And they've turned it into a movie drama, a musical drama, more than a musical comedy, certainly. And it's directed by Kathy Lemons, who is a director I've met before. And it's really a big, she's done a lot of small movies, and this is a huge one for her to do. And I liked it a great deal. They were able to meld the music into the story. And when people started to sing, it was not up there with Les Mis, but very natural and blended the reality and the fantasy together very well. So I liked it a lot. And also because the lead singer in the whole thing is Jennifer Hudson, and she plays Naima, who is a single mom living in Baltimore with her 17-year-old son, Langston. And he is played by this talented young actor named Jacob Latimer. He is sent to stay with her parents in Harlem during the Christmas holidays. And he doesn't want to go, and he gets into trouble, actually gets arrested 5 minutes after he's in New York, so that's not good. The story does, as I said, it's based on this Black Nativity Christmas pageant that is put on in a number of black churches and beautifully done with dancing, and all kinds of other actors are in it, including rapper Nas, who I'm not familiar with. He plays street prophet Isaiah. Mary J. Blige plays Angel, and Tyrese Gibson. He uses both names because he's doing both acting and singing. When he's just a singer, he's usually just Tyrese. He plays lute. And anyway, I highly recommend this as a musical that really works.
Now, the next one we're going to talk about, I believe it has Jason Statham in it again. It's called Homefront.
Jason Statham plays his usual role, the thing that's hard to believe about it. They never explain why he has a British accent. Well, they do say that one time that he worked for Interpol, so maybe that's right. But the story takes place in Louisiana, and he and his Statham is a former DEA agent named Broker, and he and his 10-year-old daughter, who she's really good, Isabel Vodovic, they settle in this town called Rayville, Louisiana, in which there really is such a place outside of Shreveport. And everything seems lovely, and he's supposed to try to be and get out of the business and sort of a whatever, not going to have to fight crime anymore. And when you know, he runs into this really terrible local meth kingpin, Gator Bodine, who's played by James Franco, the ever-present James Franco, in another one of his bad guy type roles. And there's all kinds of trouble, and these goons that work for Gator come after Broker, and of course Broker does all his wild kickboxing Jason Statham kind of stuff, and it goes on and on. And the story, surprisingly, it's based on a book written by Chuck Logan, and a long time ago Sylvester Stallone wrote a script for it. And it was for him. He wrote it for himself, but now he's like way too old to play this part. And I guess this was probably back in the 80s. And it's so predictable and old-fashioned. I mean, you really can see it as an old 80s type movie, except maybe the meth stuff might be a little newer. Who's really terrific in the movie? Besides Statham, he's always worth watching. Kate Bosworth, you wouldn't even recognize her. She plays a meth-addicted woman named Cassie, and she really has been getting raves for her performance. She's actually unrecognizable. I didn't know who she was until about halfway through. But anyway, it's a crime and action flick, diverting, good Statham, but I can't really recommend it too much.
I never pictured those two actors together in the same movie, James Franco and Jason Statham.
No, and many of the reviews say that Franco is kind of out of his depth, that Statham is, of course, always, he just commands the screen, and he does in this one, too, and I think it's probably Franco's most forgettable role. I mean, he's just not that convincing as a really bad guy. You just really don't think he's that evil.
Well, this last movie is starring Judi Dench, who, for those of you that don't know, is actually, she plays M in the latest James Bond movies, 007 movies, and she's back. She is in this new movie called Philomena.
Yes, and Dame Judi Dench is always worth watching, and in this one there is no difference. Again, I think she deserves the award consideration. But who's the surprise in the movie is Steve Coogan, who is known for his comedy roles in England and America. And he went out and found this book, which is called The Lost Child of Philomena Lee, A True Story. And he decided to make the movie. He was the producer, the co-writer, and the star, along with Judi Dench. And it is absolutely fabulous. I can't talk about how much I enjoyed this, although it's about a sad subject. This woman, her name is Philomena Lee, and she was, as a youngster, as a teenage mother, she had a child, and her child was taken from her when it was a toddler. And she never knew what happened, and she never told anyone she had this child. And 50 years later, she sets out on her own to try to find the child, and she recruits this journalist, Martin Sixsmith, to help her. What's good about the movie, one of the main things, is the humor. Even though it's a terribly serious subject, and it's a very fine, uplifting, thought-provoking movie directed by Stephen Frears, who's one of my favorites also. And I highly recommend this. This is a good holiday movie.
We've had three movies we've talked about this morning, Black Nativity, Homefront, and Philomena. Miss Alice, we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Coming up in just a moment, your local news here on your station, 88.9 KETR.